Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I could tell you who had an MVP season last year, Man. Swept all of the coaching accolades. And that is the head coach of the number 3 ranked UCLA women's basketball team, Corey Close. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. We are thrilled that you and your Bruins are coming to Sacramento to take on Oklahoma on Monday.
Let's go. I'm excited to be up there. I'm a Bay Area girl. My older sister lives in Roseville. So, like,
let's go. Let's go. I bet we shop together. Let's go. I'm just going to walk. Are you Coach Close's sister? No. All right. Must be someone else. I'm going to find you.
And one of my former players at UC Santa Barbara is a commentator for the Kings, Katie Christensen. Yeah. And so she's coming to the game. So I just feel like it's a reunion.
Coach, as much as you can tell, how did this come about? Oklahoma, UCLA in Sacramento. Like, how did that happen?
Can you believe it? You know, we were actually supposed to play on November 9th at the Barclays Center at a different sort of multi-team event. And because of some conflict in media rights deals, it got canceled because of some of the obligations to different conferences and media rights. And so we both really needed the game, and we were determined to want to still play each other. And then it came down to, were we going to do a home and home? But we really preferred to play a neutral site deal. And the promoter that is involved in the Kings in the arena, they approached us, said, hey, we'd really like to take it. And so that's sort of how it came about. And we went back and forth for a while, but we're both really excited. National televised game on Fox, two top 10 teams, you know, lots of great storylines. And, you know, their go-to player grew up playing against our go-to player and Reagan Beers and Lauren Betts. And there's just all kinds of great things going about this. High, fast-paced teams, great styles of play. It's going to be a great environment. So, but that's how it came about.
Yeah, get used to hearing Lauren Betts' name, by the way.
Sure.
She is a monster.
Yeah,
she is so good. You mentioned UC Santa Barbara. You guys are 2-0. But man, that schedule, sir, changes for you here in the upcoming days. 4 of your next 6 are against ranked opponents, starting with Oklahoma on Monday. Is this just about, you know, you guys had an incredible season last year? Is this just about testing yourself early?
Yeah, it's about two things. One is testing ourselves against the best, having a barometer. You know, I think one of the things I learned in leadership, we had 14 weeks last year that we were number one in the country. And, you know, and I think we didn't have enough test. You know, we had a huge win against South Carolina early, played really, really well. And then, you know, sort of stayed at the number one because we didn't lose, but not because we were playing our best. And so wanting to schedule in such a way of, you don't bring it, you don't continue to improve, you don't continue to grow, you're going to lose. And so putting that kind of pressure in a different way, that was part of it. But in full transparency, part of it is, and Don Staley warned me of this, when you get to a Final Four level where you're perceived that way, so many people are too scared to play you. And I just think it's ridiculous, actually. And so we had such a hard time scheduling games, and the only ones that would really play us are top 10 level opponents. And thankfully, I think it's a good year for us to embark on that. But for instance, right now, we're not totally healthy yet. We will be. But, you know, so it's going to be a challenge for us. But, you know, I do think that, you know, if you have aspirations of winning the national championship and earning that level of competitive greatness, then you better be willing to not just accept the challenge, but run into the challenge. And I think we're ready to do that.
Coach, I want to talk to you about something that's kind of a macro level going on right now in college sports. We both grew up big college basketball fans, Big East on ESPN, Big Monday, all this other stuff. Love that. In the last couple of years, I feel like the women's game has really – they've got a one-up on the men's college basketball game. And one of the reasons I think that's the case is you look at the women's game, and these ladies are staying at the school for 3 years. Yeah. Like, I've seen Lauren Betts. I know Lauren Betts now. I know Kiki now. You know what I mean? I see these Gabriella. Yeah. I see her all the time. And you go back to one of the reasons why we are so familiar with Caitlin and Angel is they were there in college basketball for 3-4 years, same place. Right. Do you think that it's going to, and I hope it does, but do you think women's college basketball will stay that way, or will it go the way of the men's where transfer portal and, you know, one and done and all this other stuff kind of takes away from the storylines of these games?
Yeah. Well, I think a couple things have led to that. One is, you know, I do think we've done a really good job on the women's side of doing great storytelling. So you don't just know that Angel Reese is really good. You know what her journey's been and what her story is and what's important to her and what she wrestles with. And just as an example. And I think that sometimes, you know, the men's game has relied on just being good entertainment and sort of having a monopoly on the market. And then you add the one and dones and the transfer portals, and then nobody knows them. And then on top of what you're talking about staying longer. Now, I think that with the new transfer portal, the reality is I lost 6 kids in the offseason. I mean, that was hard. It was really, really hard. So I do think it's going to happen more until they put in some better infrastructure and regulations on, okay, the first time you can transfer with no penalty, go for it. I get that. I understand that. But the second time, no, you got to sit out a year, like you or something. There has to be a better infrastructure. So I do think on the women's side, we are not going to be absolved of that. But I do hope we always protect not going into the one and done era. I do not think our serves our game well. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a maturing that happens. I mean, we sort of are the G League of the WNBA, right? Even though weirdly we get paid more in the G League than we do in the WNBA, but that's a whole different set of issues. But I think that, you know, we need to preserve that sort of maturation, connectivity with the audience, storytelling, player development, sharing their stories, all those things. So I do think it, I hope we don't go have our pendulum swing so far like the men, because they've got the double whammy, right? The transfer portal and the one and dones and the lack of storytelling. It's just, it's really been a trifecta of losing their audience in some ways. And so, and I don't want that for the men's game. I love men's basketball. Yeah. I don't want that for anyone, but I think for college sports in general, we need to figure out some better boundaries, and we need to really continue with exposure. That's the other part, you know, that it wouldn't have done any good if we didn't have better exposure for the women. And you wouldn't, even if they stayed for 3 and 4 years, you wouldn't know about them. So we need to have both those things in place, but I'm fighting hard to protect that.
Coach, we've had multiple college basketball coaches tell us today, like now, when you recruit a player, you're recruiting your players every single day. It's not the recruitment window. It's not, you're recruiting your players who are wearing UCLA jerseys on Monday. It's just between NIL and these transfer portals, all these different things you laid out, it's just a different animal.
and tampering with agents. There are no agent rules in the college game, none. Man. So, you know, there are all these appropriate rules with agents. They are actually incentivized in college to do the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. What crazy business are we in that literally you are incentivizing an agent to, they don't get paid unless that kid transfers most of the time. And, you know, it's just a ridiculous thing. So that in the middle of our Final Four, one of our players told me a story about an agent that was on speakerphone on Tuesday before the Final Four talking about, well, I got you this offer from this school, this offer from that school. Like, and their paycheck is incentivized by the structure to do that. So that's just another added layer that is just craziness.
Coach, I'm a little old school with it, and I'm all for, you know, the players getting paid and everything, because it's big business and everything. I get all that. Yep. And actually, now that I think about what I'm going to say, you don't have to respond to this.
Oh, but Jesus.
They need to go back to having them sit out a year. Like, unless the coach leaves the school that they're at, that should be an automatic, you can transfer. Mm-hmm. But you can't just leave and go start at another school in a couple months. Like, no, at the very least, if it's as bad as you say it is, that makes you feel like you need to leave, you'll think about it a little bit and say, I'm willing to take that year to get out of this situation. But right now, there is no thinking about it, whether it's because of money, playing time, whatever. It's just, hey, I'm gone. And that, at the very least, they need to say, yeah, we're going back to having them sit out a year.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a hard one to put back in the, you know, barn, so mm-hmm. to speak, because the reason why, and it's really, I actually agree with you personally, but globally, the problem is that football's hasn't had that ever, and some of these other sports. And so what happens is that there's a lawsuit problem that happens, is that why are you going to let football players do it and basketball players have to sit out? Why can soccer players do it? And, you know, and so on and so forth. So I do think that, but I wish it was that way. I wish it could be what you're talking about again. You know, but I've sort of resigned myself to go, okay, I get the, what you're trying to do from a competitive equity kind of perspective. But this is, let's not forget, this is not serving the student athlete. This is not serving them well. Why did we come up with scholarships? And why did we say they should get paid? Well, even if you think this is a business now and they deserve to get paid, you're still trying to create a fair and equipping environment for young men and women to mature and to be equipped through the experience of college athletics. Should they also get paid? Yes. Should they, all these other things? But let's just ask ourselves, is this system serving them well? And I think the answer is no. And so I think there needs to be adjustments so that we can get back to having teaching, mentoring, and equipping them. And that includes paying them. But how about financial literacy? How about, you know, making sure mental health is included in some of these things? You know, when I got to UCLA, and this is before all this era, right? I asked 12 men's basketball alums and 12 women's basketball alums, what do you wish UCLA provided for you that they didn't?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And they said financial literacy, teaching us about investment. They said mental health and debunking the stereotypes that go along with that. And lastly, access to the alumni network of UCLA and helping them with real job opportunities and networking. Mm. And I think to myself, that's never been more important than it is now. If you're giving them all these resources now and opportunities now, great. But if they don't know what to do with them, it's just going to be like the NBA, that they're all going to be bankrupt within 5 years of their playing careers being done. Right. And that's not serving them well. Right. So that's what we have to get back to, is how we adjust with the times, how we pivot in our leadership, what needs to happen as the business has changed, without losing that we still are trying to serve, teach, mentor, and equip young people that are going to serve our communities and our society really well.
I'm always going to have a lot of love for UCLA coach because of Billy Moore. I love Billy Moore. Mm. She was just an absolutely fantastic woman who I was scared to death of when I met her because she was just so stoic and a hard shell. But then once I spent time with her and got to know her, she was just an absolutely amazing woman. We lost her in 2022, but you know, just a legendary UCLA head coach. How weird was it for you when UCLA won the Big Ten tournament last year?
Man.
I know. Who would have thunk it? I actually had this conversation with my director of operations, Pam Walker. Got her coaching start with Billy Moore and was really close to her. And I said, Billy would be is rolling over in her grave about this. Like, this is just craziness. And you know, and then I was mentored by John Wooden for 15 years. And I think about, you know, he went to Purdue, so I think he would be conflicted, you know, but I know. I mean, who would have thought? I think that's a great example, though, of I was really sad when the Pac-12 disintegrated, and you know, all of it was such, especially for women's basketball, it was leading the way for women's basketball in the national scale. And you know, that being said, this is the way the world is going in college sports. There's going to be two huge power conferences in the Big Ten and the SEC. They're driving the legislation. They're driving, you know, the money, the media rights, the accountability, everything. And if you want to be a part of the best, and if you want to compete for championships, the reality is I'd rather be inside the Big Ten than on the outside looking in. Okay. So I'm sort of conflicted on that. You know, I am sad, and you know, it is a different time, and there are things I still grieve in the direction in which we're going. But that being said, I'm a competitor, and my job is to lead in the current landscape, and it really doesn't matter what I think about it. Mm-hmm. And if I want to be competitive and a great leader in the current landscape, that means I want to be inside the Big Ten.
Yeah. Well, look, it doesn't matter if it's the Big Ten, if it's the Pac-12, if it's the Mars 8. UCLA versus USC was still UCLA versus USC. And I remember, you talk about storytelling. All three of those games were box office. And after the first two, like I kind of like both schools. I know that's sacrilegious, but I like both schools. I like the players. So I was like, after the second one, especially at SC, I was like, I don't know if UCLA can get them. And then that Big Ten championship game came, and you guys – handled business. How did, like, what was that like for you guys to know you had two tough losses against them earlier in the season, but then get them in that Big Ten tournament?
Yeah, it's sort of one of those, you know, great sports stories about, you know, what they're going to remember about that. Every player in that locker room for 20, 30, 40 years is the response that was demanded of them in their deepest moments of disappointment and failure and all those things. And, you know, we lost at their place first, then with the regular season championship on the line, the hottest ticket in LA,
man, that was
in Pauley Pavilion, that's including the Lakers, the Clippers, everything. It was the hottest ticket. It was the who's who of everybody, and we failed. Mm. We fell short. And there were these crossroads, you know, that we have in life and let alone in sports. And like, are you gonna, you know, it's time to, you know what, or get off the pot. And like, it's time to, what's inside of you? And what are you willing to find, and how are you willing to respond? And to see that happen was, you know, as a teacher and a mentor, to be able to see that, that's the most fun for me, because that's something they will hold with them for the rest of their lives. And not because trophies collect dust and banners hang in gyms, but with the confidence that they earned by how they respond, they get to keep that forever.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that will be most gratifying for me as I look back on that event more than anything else. And I too, as much as we're rivals and we, I rejoice in how competitive we are and what it brings out in each of us with USC and us. Mm-hmm. And Lindsay does a great job. And I think what we've done a good job together is caring about growing the game and being willing to take care off our institutional hat for the sake of that. Mm-hmm. And to go, you know what? This is so good for women's basketball. This is so good for Southern California basketball. And forget men or women, boys and girls. Do you know how many little boys? So we had 7,000 yesterday elementary school kids at our game, and everybody went into the stands and signed autographs afterwards. And our players, I think there were more boys and boys than girls, just yelling. It's about being elite basketball players, period. Not men's basketball, not women's basketball, but being competitive, influencing, cultural influencing people that these young boys and girls look up to. And that all starts with the competitive rivalry, but it would be no, it wouldn't be very influential if we weren't both really good. Yeah. And so we need both programs to be good. And I'm so thankful to have the chance to be a part of that great rivalry.
That game should have been at Staples or Vegas. What was it doing in Conseco Field? Yeah, come on, yeah, man. Come on now.
I like the way you think. Actually, in next year, the conference tournament's in Vegas. So okay. That okay. Wish
I'll take that.
Kenny loves that.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'm going to be tapped in for that one.
35-3 last year, first Final Four appearance. And the most motivating thing of all, car rides with Corey.
You gotta
pull up the Instagram account.
Okay.
See Kenny. Kenny does car rides with Kenny, but he's just listening to music.
Yeah.
Car rides with Corey, those are motivational speeches. Right, she's asking questions. She's making you think over there on them car rides.
I'm tapped in right now. Okay.
Well, car rides with Corey is really about Corey preaching to Corey and then hoping maybe somebody else can relate. Because really what I'm sharing is just, hey, this is what I'm wrestling with. You know, today, actually, I spoke to the Nike and Jordan brand executives and literally from around the world and at the Regent Hotel down in Santa Monica. And as I was driving there, I was wrestling in my own spirit about last week. I did car rides with Corey and I talked about being performative and doing things for other people to be into you and approve of what you think, or transformational. And like, are you really honest about that? Mm-hmm. And even in that, and I felt myself wrestling with that because I wanted these Jordan brand executives to think I'm a good leader. I wanted them to approve of us and to think we're a good partner. And I just got on there and I haven't even posted it yet. So I'm giving you this little tease, but I'm just saying, you know what, you guys, this is not easy. This is something we have to just choose every day. And this is something I'm wrestling myself with right now. And so when I'm doing those, it isn't as much to be motivational. It's trying to be authentic and hoping at least one person can relate.
Well, Coach, I just hit the follow button.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, you got to, got to, got to, got to.
Watch out.
We're going to turn out for it. We're excited to see you. Good luck. We understand how this works. We're focused on Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. You've got D'Lo and Casey's support. You've got Sacramento support. There's one condition. I'm going to need you to beat North Carolina's ass. This is non-negotiable. I'm going to need you to beat North Carolina's ass.
It's personal.
It is personal. I'm going to need you to beat them.
I don't know why it's personal for you, but let me just put it this way. There are some personal parts for us, too.
Let's go.
Hey, Coach, real quick, shout out. I want to give a shout out to one of your practice squad players, my man O2. I coached him when he was like 10, 11, 12 years old. That's my dog, man. Shout out O2.
So here's the other part about O2 that's amazing. First of all, he's hilarious. But We have tasked him to help us with our new media team, and we want to be the most engaged and followed women's basketball program by the end of this season. And O2 has already produced three viral videos that are getting us going. So your boy is representing.
Yeah, that's my guy right there.
Tell Coach Kenny, what's up, man? Do you know who the most engaged women's basketball program is?
Ooh, I think I do.
I do. I'm pretty sure it's either LSU or UConn. Is that right?
I don't think it is. It's Duke.
Really?
Yep. Yep. Something about their coach, man. So I don't know what it is. Something about their coach got people buzzing.
Okay, well, we'll see about that. So, all right, I'm going to do a little homework on that.
There you go.
Damian Barling is his name.
I'm not totally sure that's right, but I'm going to go do some homework on that.
And we'll look it up.
I guess I'm going to have to do hard better.
Yeah, what I'm going to need you to do, hey, let's go beat Oklahoma, let's beat North Carolina. That's what we'll do.
And then get back here to Sacramento in March. Get back here to Sacramento in March, man. We'll do that, huh?
That sounds good to me. So we'll see you back then. You guys just got to promise to have me back.
Oh, easy work. Anytime. Thanks, Coach.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
You guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.